5 years have passed since the UN headquarters in Baghdad was bombed, yet Sergio Vieira de Mello's widow, Annie, says it is as difficult today as it was then. In an interview with VOA, Annie Vieira de Mello spoke of the strong idealism of the dashing Brazilian who worked in hotspots from Cambodia to Kosovo and Timor-Leste during his 30-year career with the United Nations.
I remember my husband as a person who loved life. Loved life. He loved nature. He loved people. He loved so much people. That's what I remember.
Annie Vieira de Mello tells VOA her grief extends to all the victims who have given their lives for the United Nations to help others. She says they must not be forgotten. She says too often people forget the sacrifices made by humanitarian workers every day.
And the very difficult circumstances under which they have to work sometimes. I remember too much of my husband working in difficult places and all the stress we had at home, you know, every day, worrying about the situation, the war.
DeMello's two sons and a close former associate of his have created the Sergio Vieira de Mello Foundation, which aims to complete Sergio's mission and promote his ideals. Sergio was known for his efforts to promote understanding in difficult conditions. He held talks with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat while serving in the UN interim forces in Lebanon in the early 1980s, and successfully sought a decade later to help resolve the fate of Vietnamese boat people. Chair of the foundation, Ann-Willem Bielefeld, tells VOA, the foundation has submitted a resolution to the UN General Assembly to declare the 19th of August as the World Humanitarian Day.
That would be the day to commemorate all humanitarians, be they from NGOs, Red Cross, ICRC, the UN family, all those who, like Sergio and his colleagues in Baghdad, gave their life during their course of duty. Because there is nothing at the moment for families, for friends to hold on to. And if we get this accepted, then we can use the UN system in order not only to have a commemoration in Geneva or New York, but to have it all around the world on the 19th of August.
Bielefeld says the 19th of August should be more than just a commemoration of those who have died. He says he would like to see the day become a celebration of what humanitarians can do to try to make this a better world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.